Last month on this program, we spoke with an air traffic controller who guided us through an emergency call he handled from a control tower in Illinois. A pilot had radioed in to say his plane was stuck in a nosedive.
I got an autopilot that won't release and it wants to pull me down into a dive. Taking all my muscles to just pull back on this thing.
I explained to him to turn left, turn right, go up, go down, and if I'm doing well, right on the center line of the runway.
And that, of course, was the air traffic controller, Dave Murphy. He was able to guide that pilot to the ground safely, and his story brought many responses from our listeners. We've got one of those email writers on the line, Nancy Cologne in Richmond, Virginia. Hello, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Would you mind reading us the first line of the letter that you sent us? It's quite dramatic. It certainly caught our attention.
Yes. Your story made me wish I could contact the air traffic controller who saved my dad's life.
And, of course, our first thought was, let's hear what that story is. Go ahead and read us the next paragraph, which is a beautiful description of that.
On November 26, 1975, my dad was flying home. His plane was ordered into a steep nosedive that created chaos inside the cabin and injured many people. My dad's plane and another plane had been heading directly into each other at 35,000 feet. I came across a Time magazine article that told of the heroic effort of an air traffic controller named Charles Hewitt, who saved my dad and 307 other people. I wish I could find Charles Hewitt and thank him for my dad's precious life.
So that's the letter you sent us. And how often had your family talked about your dad's experiences that night?
You know, it became part of the family myth. You know, my dad was in a near miss, but he was saved by this man. It was something we might tell friends once in a while as well.
So it took us a month, but we were, in fact, able to track down Charles Hewitt. And he joins us now from Cleveland, Ohio. Are you there, Mr. Hewitt?
Yes, ma'am.
We also have Nancy Cologne's father, Russell Panky, I understand, from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you like to say something to Charles Hewitt?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hewitt. My dad's 82 now, and he's got four grandchildren, and we've had so many years together, and all of that would have been missed. My sister and I were 7 and 8 at the time, and we would have really missed him.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think I just about can remember that whole episode. If you understand that this all transpired probably within a minute and a half, they said they probably could have come within 18 feet of each other.
Charles Hewitt, 90 seconds is just, you think it goes in a blink, but in fact, in a situation you were in, 90 seconds seems to stretch out greatly. What was happening exactly?
Well, I had came back from my lunch break, and the TWA out of Philadelphia flight planned right into the face of the departing American 182 coming out of Chicago.
Right.
And back in those days, there was time delay. We had altitude readout on the screen, but there was like a 15 to 20 second time delay.
That's a long time.
When I noticed the American's altitude, he was out of 34,000, and now we have to decide the time delay. Is he above 35 or is he below 35? Because the other aircraft was less than 10 miles coming at him. And I asked him, what is your altitude, hoping he was going to be above 35. Of course, it's an air-to-ground frequency. You cannot cut in. Once he starts talking, he's got the floor. And he said, I'm out of 34,700. I can see dimly the stars above, yada, yada. And it just seemed like he was never going to stop. And as soon as he did, I issued an emergency descent to flight level 330. And in the later hearings, the pilot said that he nosed it forward. And as soon as he did, he said his windshield was filled with the other airplane.
And Russell Panky, you were on the American. What was actually happening while you were sitting there on that plane?
The airplane fell out from underneath everything. I hit the storage bin up above me, and I think it knocked me out for a little while. I woke up, and there was a big food cart across the aisle from me, sitting on several people. I had the contents of the food cart all over me.
I hear your daughter laughing.
It was the part of the family joke because my dad hates mayonnaise and he was covered in mayonnaise.
Other than that, I was in very good shape. It happened fast, and I'm here.
There's a lot of things that happen, but the best thing that I can remember happening was when the two dots, as you want to call them, on the radar merged and came apart. That had to make my evening.
Those two dots, of course, being the two airplanes that seemed to come together and parted.
It certainly made my evening.
Thank you all very much for joining us.
Thank you
so
much, Mr. Hewitt.
Okay, thank you very much. If you're ever in Cleveland, stop in. We'll have a cup of coffee.
Definitely.
Good idea.
Charles Hewitt joined us from Cleveland, Ohio. Air traffic controller, now retired from that job. Also, Nancy Cologne from Richmond, Virginia, and her father, Russell Pankey, joined us from Nashville, Tennessee.